So if you don't already know her, she's very up and coming as a musician. And like, I'm kind of obsessed already. Aww. And your music is so good. It's all about like body positivity stuff, right?
Yeah.
We actually met Elle because we did the model call and you modeled for us.
Yeah.
So we're going to see a lot of your face all over Ivory and Name now.
Yeah. And I saw the photos. They look incredible.
I need to figure it out. I need to lose weight somehow. He goes on to tell me I should probably start taking laxatives.
So basically, go and yourself.
No. I had a crazy professor, this old woman in front of the whole class, tell me, "You're so beautiful, but you know you have to lose the weight, right?" Like,
wow.
In front of the, I sobbed, like, left the room. I'm cool with the word fat now, like, you know, like.
Me too. I could care less.
I'm fat. Great.
I don't care.
Great.
Same. People have, like, messed up.
I actually went to fat camp, so.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. It was wake up every morning. We had to go on, like, a 5-mile walk. And then you had, like, certain little portions of meals they gave you. Like, that was it.
Like,
yeah.
Did you feel like, okay, I'm here to, like, lose weight? Or they just made, like, fun activities to keep you moving all day?
Oh, no. It was all about losing weight.
Oh, my God.
You had to mark your calories, like, every meal and say how much you ate. And then you had to weigh
in. Do they even have that anymore? I feel like that's, like, abuse in some...
Honestly?
It has to be.
I think it really should end. The one that I went to is completely gone. You guys just feel like you're, like, sisters. I don't know.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
We are.
Did anyone see? It's a Disney short that they made about a plus size ballerina. And she's a child. She's a kid.
Like right now.
She's a little girl. Disney just introduced their first plus size heroine in a short film about body dysmorphia. You try to eat a little bit better, but like at the end of the day, it's like, this is it. Like,
yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
But I had another point. Like, who is he to say that curvy girls can't be models?
Yeah.
First of all.
Well, I'm
they
pretty
can't
sure
be
the
beautiful.
Store is representation that
exactly.
That's not true.
And
hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of
Brides, Booze, and Boobs. We have a guest here today, someone who you've never seen before.
Hi.
We have Elle Baez.
I'm Elle. I'm so excited.
Right? That's
to be
your,
here.
How you say your last name? Okay,
Elle
awesome.
Baez.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Love it. So, if you don't already know her, she's very up and coming as a musician. And, like, I'm kind of obsessed already.
Aw, thank
like
you.
Actually, I saw you and I was like, wait, I love her. And your music is so good. It's all about like body positivity stuff, right?
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one yesterday, we were like, oh my God, this is her song.
You were in a video, but she was like listening to it at the I think it was the desk or we were in the back. I don't remember. And then she was like, that's Elle. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Thinking that you just were doing. And then I was like, wait. And then she was like, no, that's her singing. And I was like, wait, what?
Oh,
yeah, it was a video
I was like,
you posted
oh my God, that's
yesterday.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
If you want to give a shout out to your tour, you can.
Yeah, so I'm going on tour. I leave November 6th, and I'll be hitting up 6 different cities on the East Coast. So if you're in Philly, Richmond, Nashville, Boston, D.C., or New York City, you should come. It's called the Divinely Empowered Tour, and it's about empowering yourself and, you know, your beauty inside and out. And
just, it's so great.
I love that so much.
I want people to leave feeling like just invincible. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait until you're like big and famous. And I'm like, I knew her.
You knew me.
Hopefully I still know you at
yeah,
that
really?
Point.
No, yeah.
Fly me in your private jet.
Yeah. Oh my God, girl, I got you. I'll give you front row tickets, backstage pass, everything.
Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, so love the body positivity stuff. We actually met Elle because we did the model call, and you modeled for us.
Yeah.
So we're going to see a lot of your face all over Ivory and Maine now.
Yeah, and I just saw the photos. They look incredible. I'm obsessed. Yeah.
They came out really good.
Yeah.
We had a great group of girls this time. It was really amazing.
Shout out to Photos by Siobhan.
Yeah, she did an amazing
they
job. But we
so
worked
good.
With
really
Siobhan
did.
A bunch of times, but she really is great. And
yeah.
Doing it in Sayville, I feel like this was like the biggest shoot I think that we've done since before COVID, really, like with the most girls. And I feel like bringing it back to like the home base of like Sayville and just being like going out into the streets and like kind of like was nice to just be like, wow, we're like doing it again. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just so excited and that we have the models up again.
Yeah, and some of the pictures with like the village in the background. Yeah. They came out so nice like that. And you don't really need like a crazy venue to do pictures. Like, right here is.
Yeah. Perfect. Or even a shop. Like,
yeah, like it was just nice to be like here and just have like that whole.
Yeah.
It was nice to feel it again and not be like, oh God, the mask and, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all for like protecting, don't get me wrong. 100%.
Yeah.
Protect yourself. Don't get sick. But it was nice to not have to, you know, to do the shoot and just be like, back to, it felt like a little bit of normalcy, really.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice. But we have a bunch of stuff to talk about today.
Oh my God. Wait, I have to fill everyone in.
Oh God.
On a conversation I had last night.
Okay.
Corinne knows because we had a very heated discussion about it, right?
A heated text discussion.
Well, yeah, voice memos and then text.
Okay, I want to know.
So I sent Corinne like the longest voice memo because last night around like what, 9 o'clock, 9:30, 9:45.
It was kind of like.
It was late.
I feel like it was later. I'm going to go look now. Go on. I'm listening.
I got off the phone with a conversation with my dad.
Okay.
Woo. So much fun. I think everyone here knows that every time I talk to my dad, I hear the, are you losing weight for your wedding? Like, you're losing weight for the wedding, right? You're losing, like, 50 pounds. So, recently, he encouraged me to get my blood work done because I haven't done it since I was, like, in high school. Because, I'm really bad with that, like, you know.
You're very young, too, but it's
so
okay.
He was like, go get your blood work done. He was like, and just make sure you're in good health. And so, he calls me last night. He was like, I just wanted, like, an update on how your blood work went. And he was like, what were the results? And I was like, oh, I'm, like, perfectly healthy. I'm just deficient in vitamin D and B12, so now I'm taking those supplements. And he was like, so did she say anything about your weight? He was like, she checked your thyroid, right? And I was like, yes, and I'm perfectly healthy. And she didn't say I needed to lose any weight. She said I'm fine. Mm-hmm. She actually, weight didn't even come up in the conversation. And he was like, oh, well, we definitely need to figure something out then, because obviously if it's not your thyroid, it's something, and you need to figure it out. I'm like, okay, Dad, thank you. Wow. So... And but then
infuriating.
The conversation got worse.
It did. How does it get worse?
It just like went downhill.
It was
there.
Like, and oh, God. So
how does it get worse?
So I sent Corinne. Yes, I sent Corinne a voice memo, and as she listens to my voice memos, she responds. So
like I'm into like the sentence too, and I'm like,
so I'm watching,
you know, texting
all caps. OMG! Next one. Oh my God! Next one. Is he kidding?
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Like, so you're listening and reacting, I see. Because in the voice memo too, I was like, don't worry, it gets worse. Because then after talking about, you know, it could be a thyroid problem, I need to figure it out, I need to lose weight somehow, he goes on to tell me I should probably start taking laxatives.
So basically, go and shit yourself.
No.
I was like, I'm pretty sure that's called an eating disorder.
That is dangerous.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you for encouraging me to not take care of my body.
I know your dad doesn't watch this, but like, I'm just mortified by the behavior.
Somebody would even recommend that is absolutely.
Yeah.
But I feel
insane.
Like this is, we were talking about this. This is
the
what
generation.
Parents do.
Yeah. No, yeah.
This generation is like, because my father did the same thing to me in my 20s. And I was like, and at that point, I was probably, I'll show you pictures later. I'll have to send Danielle one. She can plug it in. Plug in a picture of yourself too. So that people can see. I was losing weight, probably like a 12, 14. And my dad was like, you're still too heavy. And I was like, how? How is that possible?
Yeah.
Like, what more can I do? I was working out almost every single day, doing like
probably
jumping
like
around.
Starving yourself.
Like, just do, No, you know what? I was eating, but I was just doing so much like moving around. And my job, I was always moving. So, and he was just like, you need to lose weight. And I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. He's like, you're going to die. Like, legit was like, you're going to die.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. And it used to, now looking back on it, I'm just like, whatever. And I don't really talk about it with like a ton of people, especially not on a podcast.
But there's something about like sharing it with the whole world that it's like, okay, this is this is what's happening in my personal life. Yeah. But, like, yeah. I feel like a lot of people do go through it, and it's, like, not talked about enough.
No.
Especially in this community of, like, hey, we all get it. We all hear the same things. And then my dad went on to say also, too, he's like, when you're skinny, you're so beautiful. And I said to him, I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm beautiful now as is. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was like, but, like, when you're skinny, like, everyone calls you a model. I'm like, okay. But
my father's the same thing. Like, you can, like, think about what you would look like. You're so beautiful. If you lost the weight, think about how much more beautiful you would be. You could be a model. You could be this. You could be that. And I was like, well, I could be a plus size model. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, at that time, I was already past my. But still, like, you know, that's what you think about. But after a while, and I said this to Leah last night, like, you start to just be like, you have to just be like, okay, I have to take it where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Like, now I just look and I'm like, okay, well, I don't really think that he looks healthy and he's very thin. So to me, I'm just like, whatever. Like, I get it. You're fixated on weight, but that can't be my life. Like, this is who I am.
Yeah.
So I totally, like, get where she's coming from. And I don't know why it's like a father thing. But I know mothers that do it, too.
I'm the opposite, oh God, actually, so which is so really? Funny. Yeah, really? Like, my dad has never really at all. Like, he's always been very, like, encouraging. But then my mom, I think she's had her own things about it. And, like, I love her, so I'm not going to say anything. Like, she's been there supportive. But when I was younger, it was putting me on a million diets. Yeah. I've done, like, everything. Like, if you name the diet, I have done it at, like, age 10. Yeah. Like,
I feel the same way about that, too. Like, my mom was very supportive of me always. But she'd be like, you know, okay, you're gaining weight. Let's do Weight Watchers. Yeah. And they were all very thin. Yeah. So my whole one side of the family is, like, very thin. And then my biological father's side is heavier. Like, that my aunts and stuff like that were heavier. So I'm assuming I get it from there because, like, literally no one on my mom's side is heavy at all. Like, they're all, like, stick figures. So for me, we talked about this. I was, like, 5'5 in fifth grade and, like, a size 7. And they were like, oh, she's heavy. But I wasn't.
You weren't.
I wasn't. But to them, they were all 5'2 and, like, a size 2. So I was.
Yeah.
And I don't, like, I don't, like, blame them. But I get it. But they just didn't see, like, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. It's just people have, like, messed up.
I actually went to fat camp, so.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. So I was sent to fat camp. It was. I went twice, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it's crazy, though, because I would lose so much weight and come back and be, like, a size 12 and then be like, wow, like.
And then you'd gain it.
I'd gain it all back, like, over the course of the year and be back to, like, an 18. But for me, like, when I was the 12, though, I still thought I was so fat. Like, I was like, oh, my, I'm, like, fat now.
That's
I'm,
what happens.
It's still, I'm cool with the word fat now, like. You know, like,
me too. I could care less.
I'm fat. Great.
I don't care.
Great.
Same.
Back then, I was like, oh my God, like, it's the end of the world. Like, I'm a 12. And I'm like, looking at photos, I'm like, I was so freaking thin. Like, that's crazy to me. But yeah, fat camp was craziness. It was wake up every morning. We had to go on, like, a 5-mile walk. And then you had, like, certain little portions of meals they gave you. Like, that was it.
Right.
You had to write down. But,
like, did you did you know, like, okay, obviously you knew you were there. But, like, did you feel like, okay, I'm here to, like, lose weight? Or they just made, like, fun activities to keep you moving all day?
Oh, no. It was all about losing weight.
Oh, my God.
You had to mark your calories, like, every meal and say how much you ate. And then you had to weigh
in. Do they even have that anymore? I feel like that's, like, abuse in some.
Honestly?
It has to be.
I think it really should end. The one that I went to is completely gone. Because the one I went to was all about fat grams, and they wanted you to eat, like, under 10 grams of fat a day.
Oh, God.
I have to tell you, I don't think that I don't think, and I know this is going to be controversial. I'm all for, like, parents, like, piercing their kids' ears and stuff like that. Like, I'm not that parent. That's not my thing. Like, I'm like, it's your kid. Do what you want.
Yeah.
But that, I feel like, if you want to go to a camp, I feel like you need to be of age. Like, who's your parents to say that you need to go to fat camp?
And also,
nothing against,
like,
your parents, though.
Yeah. But did you approve it? Were you like, yeah, I'm willing to go?
Yeah, I was like, okay, let's do it.
Like, I guess, like, if, like,
I was, what?
Who brought it up?
Honestly, I think, like, all of us. Like, it was kind of like a, I think.
God.
Like, you watch the movies, I don't know, and, like, I think my mom might have looked it up, and then I looked into it, and I was like, okay, like, let's go. Like, at that point, I was just like, okay.
Yeah, you know, but you were willing to go. I feel like the kids that are like, I don't want to go shouldn't be.
Yeah, exactly. Shouldn't be forced to go.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, but I would get so into it, too. Like, they brainwash you there, so, like, I would come home and be like, I cannot eat anything, and, like, I wouldn't eat, and then I would, like, reach a point where I think my brain was like, what are you doing? And then I would eat again and then gain it all back.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was so obsessed with counting my calories. Like, it was so scary. I was, like, I know if you like show me any piece of food, I know how many calories and how many fat grams and like everything, because I just know from my whole life.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the craziness that I went through, and then I gained all of it back, like by the end of high school, went to college, was big in college. And then I had a professor tell me like, I wouldn't be successful as a performer unless I lost the weight. I had a crazy professor, this old woman in front of the whole class, tell me, "You're so beautiful, but you know you have to lose the weight, right?"
Wow.
Like, in front of the whole, I sobbed, like, left the room.
Like, how could you not? That's, like, mortifying.
In front of everyone?
In front of everyone. And I had just lost so much weight. I had, because that between my sophomore and junior year, when the other professor told me, I was like, okay, let me just lose weight this summer. So I, like, didn't eat. I did, like, shakes all summer, like, protein shakes. Do not do this. Do not do this.
Yeah.
I was not healthy. And then she told me that when I was literally like a size 12 again, I got back to a 12. And then after that, at that point, that was my breaking point. And I said, screw this. It was my senior year. I said, I'm going to eat what I want. I gained all my weight back. Now I'm at like my normal. This is how my body is meant to be.
Yeah, it's where your body wants to be.
Yeah. And I work out. I'm healthy. I do what I got to do. And I'm happy. But it took me so long. Took me so long to get to that point. So
it takes a long time, because especially when you have like other people like telling you or like outside influences, it takes a lot to like shake it off. And honestly, not everyone can do that.
Yeah,
like people never get to that point where they just don't care what other people think. And this is what I said to you last night too. They're so fixated on what other people think, like they don't want to know that their daughter is walking around like the city as a plus size person.
Yeah,
like it's better if you're a representation of me.
Like they don't.
So you need to look like the way that you need to look.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, I feel like, what my dad was getting at last night of like, you know, he's like, you get a lot of attention from men too. I'm like, well, I'm also engaged. I don't really need attention from men. I just care about attention from my fiance.
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah, so you get a ton of attention from men and everyone calls you a model when you lose the weight. And it's just like, but I don't know. It's when he says stuff like that, it makes me want to do a big ol' fuck you.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm gonna eat whatever I want. And I'm gonna do everything like in my ability to just be happy, and like I'm gonna gain weight. And like it's almost like I wanna do it out of spite, but then I'm like, I need to focus on like what I wanna do. Because right now, you know, honestly, I wanna get to a point in my body where I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
So like I am taking the necessary like actions in order to, you know, be confident and comfortable in my body, which I have been losing a little bit of weight. But that's all for me. And I think that's totally valid to do what it's for you, but I'm not doing it for anyone else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It has to be what you want and what your body feels. And like, now I just listen to my body. Whatever I want to eat, I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
And it might be an apple that day, or it might be at McDonald's. Like, I don't know. Like, whatever I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Like,
totally get it. That's the way I am too. Yeah. Like, if I want to eat it at this point, I'm going to, and that's just it.
Yeah.
But you know, you try to eat a little bit better, but like at the end of the day, it's like, this is it. Like, this is it.
Yeah.
But I had another point. Like, who is he to say that curvy girls can't be models?
Yeah,
first of all.
Well, I'm
they
pretty
can't
sure
be
the
beautiful.
Store's representation that
exactly.
That's not true.
And I'm like,
you should send him the photo shoot. Like,
So now at this
point, I just can't imagine what. Now I met your father.
Yeah.
But I can't in a funny way. Because
he
didn't realize who I was.
He never said anything to me.
But
obviously.
I'm wondering, like, does he think of, like, when he sees other people, does he feel like that?
Wait, did I tell you what he said to me when I first got the job?
No.
He was like, well, you can't become plus size now. He's like, you have to really be on top of it. I'm like, is it a pandemic?
Oh my God.
It must be contagious.
You can't become
it must be
plus
contagious.
Size.
You know, it must be from when I hold you down in the back room and shove donuts down your throat.
You like choke me out.
After Leah, eat this munchkin.
So it's like, I can laugh about it now. But I genuinely feel so bad for little me.
What do you think about
going
that,
through
Dad?
This,
I'm making her fat.
Yeah.
Going Sorry. Through this when I was like a teen. Actually, it started when I was like 4.
Yeah.
Like this started from the time I can remember.
But these are just his insecurities being projected onto.
I know that now, but young me didn't.
Well, no, nobody does. Yeah.
Young me thought I needed my father's validation in order to like, you know, be successful in life. And, he was always disappointed in me. Like, I always heard it. If I wasn't, like, a size 4 or 6, I always heard it from my father.
Wow.
So that's just where. And, like, now I'm, like, a size 10, 12. And I'm just like, okay. Like, I don't get it. but whatever.
I mean, 10-12, I don't think that's...
That's, like, not...
I know. Yeah. That's why I'm, like... Oh, I was, like, you realize you're asking me about my blood work as if you think I'm going to, like, croak and die.
Yes.
And
yeah. Hello.
Like, I'm obese.
I'm telling you, this is what they think. My father was the same way. There has to be something wrong. I'm, like, everything is fine.
Yeah.
I must have a really slow metabolism.
That's
like,
what it
this
is.
Is just what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, like, even, like, when I'm working out, it does take me, like, a little bit longer to, like, lose weight. Like, it just is. It is.
Yeah,
it
is. And you know what? Then,
buzz off, dude.
Wait, the other thing he said to me, too. Here we go. So, he was like, imagine, I don't even know where this came up, but he goes, imagine you lose all this weight for the wedding, and then you gain, like, 80 pounds on the honeymoon.
What? Like,
I don't even know what that means.
At this point in my life, I just can't help but laugh at it, because it's just so asinine.
What?
Literally asinine. And so
gain 80 pounds, like, that's unhealthy. What the heck?
So he just thinks, like, if I don't know. And then he comes across as like, I'll do anything for you, I'm trying to help you. So young me was like, oh my god, he really cares about me, I'm really disappointing him because I'm gaining weight.
But he does care about you. This is just his insecurities. He does. It's not that he doesn't love you, because I don't think that my father doesn't love me, especially because we were so disconnected for so many years. I don't think that's what it is. I think it's just their insecurities being projected. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't. And they're kind of like narcissists.
Yes. We have, so Corinne and I are very similar people.
We have very similar families. First met you guys.
Really?
You guys just feel like you're like sisters. I don't know.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
We are.
The way you like communicate and
You should have seen our interview.
Oh my god, it's like an hour long.
Oh my god,
we're
really?
Yeah. I literally like kicked my feet up at one point.
You were like, I walked out and I was like, I'm hiring her. You were like, fuck. They were like, fuck, she's got a new favorite. Damn it.
Oh my god.
From the get-go, but that's we're like, literally, we wear the same things almost every day.
It's so, and not planned.
Yeah,
like,
not
you
planned
just come
at
in and
all.
I'm like, seriously, go home and change.
Yeah, like yesterday, the other day when you and Elle were here.
Yeah.
And she literally she walks in, she goes, go home. And I was like, what do you mean? And then I looked at her outfit, I looked at my outfit, I was like, oh.
It's happened so many times. It's
that's
just
so
very
cute,
funny.
Though.
I guess. Wow. I mean, we don't plan it at all.
I mean, listen, there's only so many black outfits, you know?
True.
What I mean? But it's just funny that, like, you know.
Every time it's like dress boots.
Yeah, dress
like
boots.
Blazer.
Or like,
t-shirt. I mean, I'm running out of laundry, so I have my like white sweater on now.
Yeah, you got your comfy sweater.
My comfy. It's like podcast day. Comfy sweater.
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah, so that's us.
But we definitely have like there's similar things that we've gone through, like growing up or whatever it is, like just like situations. I'm like, oh my god, I've done that or I've been through that. So when she told me about her father, I was like, this is so bizarre, because even too, like, my parents got divorced when I was very, very young, except the only thing is she had communication, I didn't have communication with my dad. Mm-hmm. So like that part of it's what my stepdad raised me, and he didn't do that with the weight thing. But I will say, though, like, again, like, we were talking about, like, your parents and like that. A lot of girls out there have this with, like, their moms. Mm-hmm. Like, we see the moms come in here and sit down with them, and I'm just, like...
Yeah.
Knowing, like, what I went through and then listening to some of these mothers, the things that they say to the girls, I'm just, like... Do you hear yourself? Like, honest to God, do you hear yourself? Like, because you sound ridiculous. And everybody else thinks you sound like a moron.
Yeah.
So it's just absolutely terrible. And I hate saying that, but... They do. They just, it's such a terrible thing to, like, the girl standing up there, she's got this beautiful dress on. She looks amazing.
She looks
and all the mother is
happy.
Focusing on is, you're going to lose weight, right?
Yeah.
And then they'll pull me aside and they go, so she's going to lose, like, 50 pounds.
Yeah.
So, like, what size would you recommend ordering?
The best one is when they pull you aside and they go, listen, she really, this is a beautiful gown, but can you have her try this on? Because I think this would look better on her.
And it's usually like a full, like...
Yeah, full on.
Oh my god,
up
no.
To here,
no, it is
sleeves,
not.
Like, it's the whole, yeah.
Oh god, I'm
whole,
so horrified.
The whole thing.
When that happens, I'm just gonna be like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so how do you handle that, though? Are you just like, okay, and you...
I ignore them.
So
oh, okay.
I don't ignore them.
Okay.
I go, no, okay, like, no problem. And then I take the dress because, honestly, they are the mom, and I get it. And whatever. I don't know the relationship between the mother and the bride. So I take the dress in the back, and then I literally tell the bride, I go, your mom really wants you to try this on. If you want to, that's totally up to you, but I'm bringing it back just to appease her.
Okay.
So you decide what you want to do for
So I guess that is usually what I do.
Because you're, as a stylist, your for the bride. You're here for the bride. Exactly. You're here to be on their side and do what they want you to do, not what their family wants you to do.
Yeah.
So I guess I don't ignore them, but mentally I'm like, fuck off. And then I will do what Corinne does, and I'll bring the dress back there, and I'll be like, this is what they pulled out for you. If you want it, like, it's true. You sometimes have to have them put the dress on to appease them so that they can realize that that was not a good idea.
And a huge mistake.
Yeah.
And then see how uncomfortable their daughter looks.
That doesn't always... No, sometimes that backfires. Yeah. Because then they're like, oh, look how beautiful you look. And the daughter's like, I hate this frock. Like, it's just not what she's looking for.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll watch, like, the parents or, like, whoever it is beat the... like, beat them down so much by the end of the appointment, they're just,
they don't
like,
even want to buy anymore.
They're like, done. I need to get out of here. I need to go home. And then I've been there in that position so many times before that I know she's going home and she's going to go cry, which is, like, my worst nightmare.
I would just like to say a word of advice. If you know that this is the type of situation that you have or relationship that you have with your mom or whoever you're coming with, come by yourself with a friend. And then get your dress, and then we'll make you like
we'll do a fake appointment.
We'll do a fake appointment for you.
Which,
and we'll pull like 4 or 5 dresses, and then the dress that you chose, and then, you know, we can do that. Because at the end of the day, it's supposed to be a fun experience. We've had so many girls leave here crying because they're just like, I can't make a decision with this woman here, or this, my sister here, or whoever it is. And sometimes it's not just one person. Sometimes it's the whole party you brought. Exactly. They're just
Oh my God, that's the worst.
They're just not.
Yeah. That makes me so sad. Really, and terrible. Then every time I walk back into the fitting room area with the girl, I'm like, are you okay? Like, it's, you have to have like a mental check-in with them.
Oh my God. You almost become like, in a way, not that they're like, I don't want to say you're a therapist, but you are like kind of like a therapist mediator type of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're not really like giving them advice, but you're trying to like keep the energy up because it is their bridal appointment, but you're also trying to be like, this looks beautiful on you. Like, you're trying to be like her hype person when clearly she didn't come with any.
Yeah.
And it's sad that people have to go through that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just nice. Like, welcome to the depressing team. I'm just kidding.
Trying to
There's so many good moments.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
no,
just
and
that one.
We've already, our first bride was like such a moment for me. So I cried.
Yes. Oh,
I was like, oh, I cry sometimes too, which is a lot.
Yeah.
Because I don't usually cry.
But so the podcast and viewers don't know that you're actually employed with us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So not
even tell them.
So yes, not only is Elle an up-and-coming pop star, is that what you would call yourself?
Pop star? You know, genre? At first I felt so weird, like, being like, I'm a pop star, but you know what? I've come to, like, start manifesting,
I know you're going to be, like, the next big thing, so we snatched her while we could.
Yeah. We're in. I'm just kidding.
But not only is she doing that, she's also working with us now for a little bit. So you can come in and have her as your stylist, potentially. She's still in training.
Could you imagine, like, whatever, like, the, not, I mean, like, just, like, in that general, like, what about, like, Lizzo or, like, Adele? Like, their first jobs. Could you imagine being, like, Lizzo helped me when she worked at Macy's?
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know. It's cool.
Yeah. I can totally see.
It's exciting.
This job just felt so right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But it just felt so right because, like, with my music and my platform, like, what I'm doing with body positivity and empowerment, and then to, like, meet you guys and come in here and see what you're doing, it just felt so right. And I'm just really glad to be helping and spreading more of the message that I want to spread.
So that's the most point. I love that, too.
Yeah.
That is the point because, like, you just want to, like, get that, even with those girls that are, like, down. It's, like, your whole point is, like, to help them feel like they can look beautiful no matter what. So that's, like, at the end of the day, that's really what it's all about. So
And I say all the time, like, I'm trying to build, like, this community here where everyone can, like, feel comfortable. And, like, it's not just Irene, me, and the bridal boutique, but we're, like,
like a safe
curvy
space.
Godmother.
Yeah.
And, like, you're a safe space for you. Like, we're going to direct you to other companies that you can trust, that you're not going to feel like, you know, they're
judged.
Looking at you a different way because of your weight, you know? So that's the whole point of being here.
Did anyone see, it's a Disney short that they made about a plus size ballerina, and
I
she's
need
a child,
to watch
she's
it
a kid,
like, right now.
She's a little girl.
Is it on
and
YouTube?
I am just like, no. I'm thinking it's on the Disney Plus channel, right?
Oh, can we watch it?
Yeah,
we can watch it. Well, not right now, but Disney just introduced their first plus size heroine in a short film about body dysmorphia. Her name is Bianca. She battles her own reflections, overcoming doubt and fear by channeling her inner strength, grace, and power. It's part of Disney's short circuit series of experimental films focusing on body image and the importance of developing and protecting your own self-esteem. It centers around a young ballet dancer who battles her own reflection as she overcomes self-doubt by channeling her inner strength and power. So this is Bianca.
Daniel can plug in.
She's so adorable. I am like already like absolutely in love with Bianca. I want to adopt her.
That takes me back to when I was a kid in dance, and like all the other little girls were so skinny, so like teeny, teeny, tiny, and I always had like that preteen, you know, that like little belly. Oh my god, I can totally relate.
I did that too because I took jazz. And I remember my
I had absolutely and I was always horrible the biggest experiences
girl.
In dance.
I was always the biggest girl.
This will be great for like young girls because it's like that's honestly when it starts. And I'm not gonna lie, I felt myself do it to Gianna when she was little too. Because you know like what you went through, and then you're like, oh god, like maybe don't eat that cookie. Do you know what I'm saying? Like you I do know. It's kind of like hard to get away from it, but now I try not to do that anymore. Now I'm just like, oh, do you need to eat so much junk? Not for that reason, but I'm just like, it's just bad for your health in general. Like so I don't care if you're a size 16. I don't give, you know, I don't care about that. But this I just think is so amazing because there's so many little kids that would love to do that and they shy away because of what other like maybe this will like really empower them. I think it's great. I don't think there's ever been anything like this.
Yeah.
Right?
No. Never. A Disney thing? No, like a, well, except like a for princess like, thing? Like
no, no, never.
I mean like
I need to watch it like
having even like a plus size Disney princess would just like change everything.
Wasn't Fiona?
I mean, kind of.
But like,
not when she was not, like, when, she
not when she was the princess, only when she right? Was the only when she was an ogre.
That's like fucked up. It's only the enemies, like the villains. The villains. Who are
There's actually a whole article about that.
Well,
I
the
read
Little
it.
Mermaid. Yeah. Not the Little Mermaid. What's Ursula. Her face? Ursula. Like, was plus size.
All of them are plus size and, like, the a color. Like, all the people like that are, like, the villain. And everyone else is, like...
Wait, what's her name? What's the Dalmatians? Why am I drawing such blanks on Disney right now?
Cruella de Vil. She wasn't. But... God forbid like, her being old, though. I mean, like, they're all, like,
well, she was, like,
old.
Yeah,
and,
she was, like old,
plus size.
Even, like, the girls, like, they made her look very old with the hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, like, yeah, that's crazy.
Like, evil.
I'm super excited for this. I don't know how long it is and where you can even see it. I'm trying to... There's a trailer online. It looks like it's on YouTube. You can watch it on Twitter, it says. And I'm assuming you can watch it on Disney+. It just says it's a Walt Disney animation. So
I need to. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And I can totally relate to that because I remember being in
It says
my dance classes. I did tap, jazz, ballet, and gymnastics, always wearing my little leotard and always being one of the bigger girls in the group. And then between having that and my father telling me I need to lose weight from the time I was a young, like 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Telling me like I literally remember going to his house and being like, I'm not going to eat all morning because I'm saving for dinner. Like, at a young age like that. And so, that's incredible to have.
Yeah.
Because then, as a kid, I would have been a lot more,
I can't wait
confident.
To see, like, the youth of today grow up, because I think they're just going to be, like, already Gen Z is so different, but, like, Gen Alpha, I guess it is now. Like,
is that what
they're
going
to be like. Yeah. Really? I just feel like they're just going to be even more inclusive.
Yeah.
And it's incredible.
Yeah.
It really
I'm
is.
I'm excited to see it.
This looks really great. Yeah, and you can watch it on, Disney Plus. It does say that like that there people are on TikTok are really excited about it. But they're saying that they're
people that
don't forget to point out that it has taken far too long to get here, which I do agree, but let's give them credit for actually doing it.
Yeah.
So at least someone took the stand
let's
because
not
nobody
talk
else
about
has ever
all the negative
right.
all the time.
Right, exactly. Like, we don't need to point out that I mean we do, but we
there's
don't.
Been diversity in like every other aspect except for body. So the fact that they're gonna do this now is like, okay, finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, also majority of people today deal with body dysmorphia, body issues, body positivity issues, self-confidence. So definitely these little kids, I hope they, you know, don't live in the same world.
Little kids need
world
it more than anyone because they grow up into adults that need a lot of therapy. So.
Yeah.
as we all do.
Exactly. Oh my god, yeah. Yes.
So
that is definitely something I'm looking into.
Yeah, 100%.
I feel like everyone needs it. There's like this big taboo against therapy, or there was.
No, there totally is. But
now there isn't. Like, it's even the TikTok thing. I'm like, is this geared towards me? Why does this keep coming up on my, when you can like talk to a therapist like online? I'm like, it's all over my TikTok. I'm like, is someone trying to tell me something?
Yeah. I was actually just reaching out to my friend the other day and I was like, all of your therapists are like virtual, right? And she was like, yes. And it's amazing. So she actually sees a couple of them. Yeah. So she has a specific trauma therapist and like just a regular everyday one. And they're, it's all virtual. And I'm like, she's like my advocate.
Do you talk to them or do you type to them?
No, you talk to them.
Yeah.
Like, it's a Zoom call.
I go to therapy on Zoom once a week and like, it's great.
Really? Is it expensive? Yeah. That's my biggest
it's
problem.
It's covered by my insurance, like mainly. Yeah. Okay. Except for like my copay.
I know.
But yeah, I would find like an office that has your insurance.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. And like, honestly, I just like sit there and just vent for like an hour about everything in my life.
I need that. I need that.
I'm like, this person said that and that and that.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, and then she's just like, she's really cool.
Yeah.
I would try to find somebody also that just like gets it. And like, I think I've had plus size therapists before. My current one isn't, but she totally gets it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I did have one, that was super helpful. And like, she also was Latina and I'm Latina. So like, it was helpful with that aspect.
Okay.
And just stuff like that.
People who understand. Because my mom was telling me, so when my mom was younger, her mother passed away when she was 30. Not when my mom was 30. My mom was like 4. And her mother passed away when she was 30. So when my mom was younger, she had severe anxiety leading up to becoming 30. Because in her head, she was like, that's when my mom died. I'm going to die at 30. And then, but it was during a time when therapy was like taboo,
so taboo
and she could not go. So she was with my dad and like, she would tell him all of like her worries, like I'm going to die at 30. And he's like, you're crazy. And then, she finally, after the fact, like after she went through her divorce, she was like, I need therapy now. She went to therapy and they were like, it's all trauma. And like, it was just all circling back. So she definitely had that relief of like knowing and being able to talk it out. But I can't even imagine it being like, wow, I'm really struggling with anxiety and I can't go to anybody. Yeah. That's so terrifying. So I'm like, maybe I should establish a relationship with a therapist.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's as taboo as everyone makes it out to be.
It's definitely not.
But my one friend and she's incredible. And she's like my advocate for like, she's like, you're not crazy for going to therapy.
Yeah, I know.
And she's like, I have two. And she's like, I love them. Like, she's just like so, you know, she's just there, you know, and present in her life. And I'm like, I want that.
You might actually feel a lot better.
I know.
Like, it's actually gonna. Yeah. As soon as I started going, I also thought it was so taboo.
Yeah.
And my best friend was like, you need to go to therapy. Like, just go. And I was like, stop. And she was like, go. And she like forced me to just do it. And she like literally recommended me to her offices, the one that she goes to. But I got a different therapist. And then I've been there like 2 years. And
2 years now you've been doing it?
And it's been the best thing I've ever done.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm in.
Do it.
Sign me up. I need to like figure out where to look for one. Because that's my biggest problem too, is I don't know like where to start.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of girls can relate where it's like, I feel like I could benefit from a therapist, but like, where does one get one?
Yeah. Maybe like ask your friends and then be like, don't give me your therapist, but if they have other in their offices that they could give me, that would work.
Cool.
Because then you at least know that practice is good.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Yeah. And it's all virtual. Zoom
It's all virtual.
That's awesome.
It's been virtual since I started it because I started during COVID.
Oh, wow.
So,
And a lot of people started doing therapy in COVID because everyone was messed up.
I would have benefited from it. But again,
especially because you were literally by yourself
for 6 months.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then Justin got me cats.
Oh.
And now I have 3. I guess I was alone for so long. But yeah, COVID. So I don't know. I definitely am looking into it now. So I'll keep everyone updated if you are also going through that. But
yeah.
I don't know.
It'll I think more people do it than you think. So
yeah,
definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And not everyone talks about it. So it's just like,
no,
because I think it's like for people, like people are like, oh, it's a private thing. So it's like, so like I wouldn't care. I would tell people, I'm going to therapy. But I feel like some people are just like, they want, that's like their part of their that's part of their therapy. Like, just keeping it, like, that little piece of that to themselves. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, I think I've been using Justin as my therapist for the last 4 years.
Yeah, you probably have.
Cole as my therapist, I have to tell you, I'd probably have to, like, do drugs or something. Do you imagine?
I know. Oh, it's like,
he'd be the worst therapist in the world.
Justin kind of is, too. And I'm like, I don't know why I'm talking about this with you. That's usually how it ends. And I'm like, forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it.
So, yeah. Now I'm just like, I could use... Well, I have Corinne.
Yeah.
She's not the best therapist. You're great for talking, too.
Whatever. I actually give very good advice. Thank you very much.
I feel like you would.
I would. Yeah. I've been through some shit. Yeah. I've been through it.
Yeah, no, she does.
Some murky waters.
Oh, my God. I think, yeah.
Well, you're great to go to because you and I are so similar. And you have a couple years on me. So you're I've been, well, we're sisters.
She could literally be my child.
We're sisters.
Oh, my gosh, really? You look amazing. I would not guess that you, that.
Why, how old do you think I am?
I was going to say, like, late 30s.
Oh, my God. That's so sweet of you. Yeah. I'll be 46 in February.
Oh, my God. Well, you look
she
amazing.
She doesn't look fine. And she doesn't act it either, might I say.
And I don't have any Botox, by the way.
Yes.
It's because I keep myself chunky. No wrinkles.
No, that's actually, yeah, you look great. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. Nope. And nothing. Wow.
Yeah.
I try.
Because, well, I'm good Gianna's genes. How old now? I mean.
Gianna's 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just turned 17.
It doesn't really look like you have... A 17-year-old.
No, everyone, when they come into the shop, people are like, that's not your daughter. I'm like, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. They're like, and Gianna looks older because the makeup and stuff, like, people just assume because she works here, so 20. She dresses herself. Yeah, yeah, people are always like that lady was like, oh, where do you go to college? Do you have any kids? And Gianna's like, what?
Yeah. I used to get that too, though, when I was her age.
Yeah.
Yeah, people always thought I was
when
like
when she
25.
Doesn't dress everyone up, it's younger. Different. But like when she's here and she like has her makeup and her hair, people think that she's older than she is.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, my family's always been like that. Even when I was younger, my mom was in like her 40s and 50s and everyone's be like, that's not your mom. And I'd be like, yes, it is. My aunt, they all look like... My grandmother was 98 when she passed and like looked like she was like 78.
My grandmother was 97 when she passed.
Oh no, she was 97. It was right before her 98th birthday.
Wait, what? So, you guys are like, I don't know.
Just like 20 years apart.
Sisters.
What are your signs?
Aquarius. And I'm an Aries.
An Aries.
Okay.
They get along pretty well.
Interesting. Okay.
I've never really had an Aquarius friend before, I'll tell you that.
I really haven't either, honestly.
It's great.
We're very... Wait, you're...
I'm a Sag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Which is weird because I think they butt heads a little bit, but you have to be on the same wave. Like you have to be like both like power. Like, yeah. No, not like in a bad way. Because little Gianna that works here too is Sag, and I always got along well with her. So
yeah.
Or maybe it's Capricorn that we butt heads. But my cousin's a Capricorn, and I love her to death. So like I think you just have to be like the same type of people.
And like your rising and your moon matter too.
Oh my God,
mine are all Aquarius.
I think that matters.
Oh, yeah, I'm iconic.
Wow. Just like.
I'm iconic.
I love that. That's
everyone's cool. Always like, wait, what? No, it's not. I'm like, okay, do my birth chart.
Oh,
it's all
God.
Aquarius except for like three things.
Wait, that's so cool though.
It is very cool. When I first found out, I was like, shut up. Yeah. And everyone that does my birth chart is like, this can't be right. I remember Emma was like the first person that told me. And I was like, what does that mean? She was like, that's insane. She's like, most people don't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole chart. And then I have my Venus is in Aries.
Okay.
And then I think I have like, I don't know, I have maybe like I have a Taurus thrown in there. There's some other like two weird things.
Okay.
Like thrown in there.
I don't know my other ones by heart. I just know that my rising is Cancer and my moon's Pisces.
Okay. So. I get along really well with Pisces too. So
my rising
that's like my emotions.
Virgo.
Yeah.
Okay, my mom's a Virgo. A lot of my best friends are Virgos.
Yeah, and that's why you guys,
And
all my friends are Virgos, too. Like Cassidy, Sam, Sarah, they're all Virgos.
Oh, really?
I like Virgos a lot. Yeah.
So they say that your rising is more so
like
your personality than your sun sign.
Yes.
So, yeah, like your moon is like your emotions. Your sun is like...
Oh, I'm Leo and moon. I don't know what that means.
And that's why we get along so well.
Why,
because that's the opposite of Aquarius is Leo.
Oh. Yeah.
So like they say like the two signs, like when, you know, they give you like your other sign.
Yeah.
I told you this the other day. I was like the two signs that they said that you're like demons together or something. It was Leo and Aquarius.
Oh God.
Yeah.
That's so
like you're like little devils together.
That's my God.
How crazy.
No, Leos are like fiery, like
that's Gianna.
Yeah. Which like makes sense because a lot of my best friends are Leos. And Sag is also fire, so it's like very.
Yeah, because I'm Aries too, which is also fire.
And wait,
yeah,
what's Justin?
So Justin is Libra.
Oh, that's right,
sun.
Libra.
But oh my God, I love Libras. He and I are, so we're similar in all the, like, so our moons are the same. So he's also Leo moon.
Oh, wow.
And I think he's also, whatever his rising, I don't know what it is, but it's an earth sign. Right? Okay. So, because Virgo's also earth. Is that true?
I never remember the earth sign.
I don't remember either.
I know, like, the water signs, the air signs.
My friend did our charts together, and she was like, you guys are literally identical in, like, earth, fire, on all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
So, like, we react and we have emotional, like, connections to the same things, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's mostly Scorpio in all the other departments.
So that's Paul. So my household, I'm not even joking, is Aquarius, which everyone's like savage, like they'll say whatever the hell they want. Scorpio is my husband.
Oh, wow.
My daughter is a Leo. And then my two nieces who live with us, I raise them. Sam is a Scorpio and Sid is a Cancer. And I have to tell you, I feel terrible for Sydney. Because I feel like when the rest of us get into moods, Sid's not like a mood, truly moody. She gets a mood sometimes, but not truly. And I'm just like, everyone else is like, bam, bam, bam. And she's just like, you know, like. Like, she's more like emotional. Yeah. And we're all just like, fuck off. And she's just like, what's happening? You know, like, not that she'll go around saying that, but she's more emotional than the rest of us. Like, things hit her harder. Yeah. Like, she cries over a lot of stuff. And we're just like, what's problem?
I feel like we're all like easy, emotionless. I don't know where that comes from.
That's my household. We're all fire except for my mom, who's a Virgo. Yeah. So my brother's girlfriend's like, how does it feel just being with all this fire?
Yeah.
And you're like the head of the household. So she's taming everybody down.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. It's amazing how like people like interact and stuff with people, like different like personalities and like stuff like that.
And it's usually pretty accurate too.
Yeah, it really honestly is. Tend to surround myself with mostly, like, water signs. It happens all the time. Mm. But you're a fire.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fire.
And you're a fire. So maybe it's switching now.
Maybe.
Wait, what's Virgo? Both.
Earth, I think.
Oh, then so. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
I don't know. That's what I thought, but maybe I'm wrong.
I forget.
I don't really know much about.
I forget.
Let's look it up.
What Virgo is.
Oh, God.
What is it?
What is Virgo?
I think Virgo might be... No, Virgo might be Earth. Maybe you're right. Because Andrea used to tell me, she used to be like, you always have the same signs around you.
So, like,
it's Earth.
Okay, it is Earth. So then maybe it was Earth and water. But I feel like I have fire signs.
What's Capricorn?
I don't remember. She was always like, you gravitate. She was always like, you hire the same water.
Oh.
Not water, air.
Oh. So,
how do you know which is which? Aquarius is air?
Aquarius is air. It's the water bearer. That's why a lot of people think it's water, but it's not. It's an air sign.
I fully thought it was water.
Yeah. It's us, Libra, and Gemini.
Okay.
Yeah. Those were the air signs.
Yeah.
I get along very well.
And the water
with
signs are Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio, I think. Which everyone thinks Scorpio is not a water sign, but it is a water sign, which makes no sense because scorpions are not in the water.
Yeah, why is that a water sign?
I have no idea, but it's a water
sign.
You're
so right, because you think of Scorpio, you think Earth. You think Arizona.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the desert, you'd think Earth. It's not, it's a water sign.
That's so
interesting.
Weird.
Yeah. So and then I think that's what me and Andrew went back and like looked at like all the people that I've dated through history, and like 85% of them were water signs.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
I was like, wow, that's weird.
That maybe like weird. In your romantic relationships, then the water is like
I don't know. It's weird. Maybe because I'm the water bearer, I'm like bringing them all.
Oh my God, yes,
bringing them all in.
I'm bringing them all in.
Interesting.
Water
people.
I love how we started this podcast. Positivity.
Now to horoscopes.
Horoscopes, astrology.
It always ends in a weird way.
I know how we ever get here, but you know, we do somehow.
The people are probably like, how are we following this? Like, what are they even talking about? Like, you can't come in at like one specific spot and know what's going
to
happen at
the
end.
No, you have to listen to the whole thing.
You do.
Yeah.
You 100%.
We didn't have alcohol today.
No, well, it was like
it's
early.
Like it's 10 a.m.
Yeah, it was early today.
Morning,
and I didn't eat anything yet.
Cocktails.
I haven't eaten anything either yet.
So.
It's time for my lunch.
Yeah, I probably should eat a lunch
too. We need to order lunch.
Yeah.
I had an Uncrustable though. Those things are freaking delicious.
I know.
Oh, no, I had a bar
jealous.
In there. I forgot.
Oh, those. Which one did you have?
Nutri-Grain. Yeah.
Those are good.
Did you try those wafer peanut butter ones?
No.
Oh, my God. Those are my favorite.
I'll try it.
They're so good. They're so good. I don't know who made those, but they're delicious. Never seen them before. Mm. All right, so is that it?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're all ready for lunch
here. We bored the shit out of everybody else. Fantabulous. So, All right, then.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm waiting for you to take the reins.
So, I don't know what to say, so get the hell out of here. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.